not.
Let's see if we can get the one and only Mitchell Stewart from the World Funk Orchestra on the phone. Oh, that's loud. I hate when it rings.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello! Hello. Round of applause, Mitchell Stewart.
Yo, Mitch, what's up, bro?
Welcome to Amherst.
There you go. Mitchell, how are you, sir? Brothers? How are you,
all
my
right.
brother? Mitchell Stewart.
I am doing...
Good. You're doing what?
I'm doing all the better speaking to you, kind sir.
Thank you, kind sir. Back at you, my friend. Back at you. The one and only Mitchell Stewart, by the way, he's the guy that directed the Z100 movie. Mm-hmm. We've told you that as well. Yeah. He's also the director of the World Funk Orchestra, the WFO. Check out all their stuff. You can go all over the place, Spotify, iTunes. You can check out everything. Just Google World Funk Orchestra for more information about that. We do have a new Caribbean mix of Such a Beautiful Day. Now, Mitch, I got to ask you, I know it doesn't debut yet. We do have it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to play it later on in the show, sir?
You are, and you could debut it in advance of the April 14th drop. 100%, you guys, always.
Ladies and gentlemen, a ham radio exclusive.
That's true.
It's about that.
Can we give a special shout out to a dear brother of mine who I met back in the days when I was producing and directing Strip Run Reel, which became iHeartRadio later on. And someone I met at that time, he was with Nelly Furtado, and then he's done work with The Weeknd and worked with a million people. I'm name dropping all over the place. I apologize, but he's Lionel Dean Jarvis. He did the Caribbean mix for Such a Beautiful Day, and he is one of the great musicians out there. So big props to my brother Lionel Dean Jarvis.
That guy already has an official sounding name. Lionel Dean Jarvis.
I'll vote for him.
He's either going to assassinate somebody
or
he's going to make a great record. I think he's going to do the one who's going to make the great record. He's going to make the great record. Now, by the way, let me point this out to Mitchell and to everybody else. I already got an advance copy of the song. I've heard it. Now, I enjoyed Such a Beautiful Day, the original cut.
Yeah.
I got to say, great song, a lot of upbeat, sunshiny, you're partying, you're bopping your head. I thought it was great with the O's throughout the whole song. But the Caribbean mix has a total different flair, but still keeps the same bopping your head and got the O's in it. Got some steel drums in it, got some little, you know, it makes you want to pop a beer at the beach. Or drink a frozen margarita, or some form of you get transported.
That feel good music.
With that feel good music, and that's exactly what all the WFO stuff does. The World Funk Orchestra does that, has that whole feeling.
Having a bad day, put it on.
Yeah, you will totally not shoot up your school if you listen to this stuff. That's what you're gonna do. Yeah, cheers you up, makes you happy.
That's amazing, and what we do. We work with DJ. that's right. We work with DJ Mac, who is this amazing guy who works a lot anonymously behind the scenes at working in a lot of radio stations across the world. And when we do the remixes, we basically give the producer the stems, and I tell them what I want the mood to be, and then we get the fuck out of their way.
There you go.
And so all three remixes we've done have been miraculous. They're approaching like 50,000-75,000 streams, and it's like it breathes. It just shows people we want to meet them where they are and meet their mood, and whatever it is that we can do to promote positivity, that's our gig.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the feeling. If you're having a bad day, you put on any one of the WFO stuff, any song. Not one of them is going to make you feel like, oh, my depression's really kicking in today. It's going to get you out of the doldrums, out of the darkness. Everything's going to bop your head. You're going to sit there. You're going to play with your cat, play with your dog. You're going to have a good day.
You sit in the ride. You're riding down a spring day, man, with the windows down, yeah. Brother, blasting it.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ricky, that's what the Caribbean Mix one felt like today.
Yeah,
it felt like I was in the car.
That's right.
You can actually feel the breeze while you're listening to this song. That's the feeling it gave me today. And I'm not even, look, I could kiss his ass, because I know Johnny Vegas is like, oh, Eddie's kissing somebody's ass. I'm not kissing his ass. I would tell if it wasn't good, I wouldn't even ask Mitchell to play it. I'd be like, okay, yeah, thanks, Mitchell, whatever. But every one of the tracks that we have gotten from the WFO does
great.
Not suck.
Yep.
Like, I will tell you if it sucks, it does not suck. Like,
look,
that's the thing.
Mitch, I'll kiss anybody's ass who do great music.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We love that.
I have a little offer, guys. First of all, can we do a little O-O-O's? Can you guys do that with me? Like, can we go, come on, you guys sing along.
Oh,
going to come in. Brilliant, guys. You guys are the best. And now, on that note,
yes,
we discussed last time, because we love you guys,
absolutely,
and we want to have you down to the studio, and we've changed studios. There's been a whole lot we've been doing in South Africa, and now we have a whole, like, a gaggle of new songs I've been writing, and we're really excited about them. And we've also changed studios to work with, I will reveal him in person, but in the next couple of weeks, we're going to want you guys to come down to either one of the locations, which is in Manhattan, which we'll be doing vocals and or horns and percussion, or to a location on J Street in Brooklyn where we're doing drums and other instruments. But we're going to want to have you down in the next couple of weeks. Now, remember, you guys are going to be playing percussion with us and being on one of our upcoming records. That was the deal, and
absolutely,
I would keep my word.
Oh, so, sound good
absolutely
to me.
Absolutely.
No offense.
Good.
You won't be singing background, though.
No offense. Come on. I can. Look.
Ricky could pull it off.
Yeah. Ricky can actually sing. Remember that, though. Out of all of us in the room,
yeah, I know.
Ricky can sing. He's got the jive. He's got the vibe, you know?
Well, Ricky, you're welcome to it. And thank you, Ed, Uncle Eddie, for not getting the words wrong on the
Thank you.
I have a problem.
I wrote him on my arm.
Tell me how you guys are doing. We talk all about World Funk Orchestra, and I love it, but I need to know how you guys are doing. How's the show doing? I mean, we throw you guys some love all the time, but tell me how you're doing, please.
We're not doing that bad. We're trying to move up some mountains that we have, some obstacles that are in our way, but we're definitely moving forward on that.
Some news is about to break.
Yeah, we do have a possible, and when I say, Mitchell, I'm going to let you in on this one. I'm not going to say who it is.
Don't say it.
But when I say this is an A-list celebrity.
Buddy Ebsen.
It's not Buddy Ebsen.
We have to dig him up.
I'm right. telling you, right?
All right. But
literally.
It's not that big, Billy. Not that big.
Barbara Streisand, but if she could make it.
We are in talks for this is a huge A-list celebrity, and I look at it this way. Even if this A-list celebrity doesn't come on the show, I have one hell of a story that goes along with their PR people and everything else.
Okay.
So if that would be a huge celebrity to have on this show to thus shove down the throats of other shows who think that they're better than us. Yeah. That makes us feel great. We get chipper, and we have such a beautiful day when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. And now, let me just say, in my other life as a director, I've directed one or two celebrities in my life, right? I will tell you the trick. This is for all people for the ham radio show.
Yes.
And speaking from my heart, you cannot have a better time. And these guys are such nice guys. There's not an ambush. They're here to spread love. They have a blast. Can they be R-rated? Yeah, that's their vibe, but nothing's negative.
No.
That's, you know, like you're going in at a party. So I will tell anyone, and, you know, you don't believe me? Google me and look me up. You know, I've been around.
He's done a lot of shit, guys, yeah.
And the key thing in this world as an interviewer is you make them feel at home and you make it the best part of that day, whether it's 5 minutes, an hour, 15 minutes. And these guys, they'll do that. So for whomever that is, Brad Pitt or whomever, or Taylor Swift, come on the show. I'm covering all generations, you know. I'm embracing everyone.
Yes, by the way, Taylor has my birthday. She's the same birthday, so we could talk about everything, and Taylor. I'll be a Swiftie for one day. I'll do it.
And being a billionaire.
We can do that, too. We'll talk about what's it like to be a billionaire, because I don't know.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. I'd be okay with millionaire, Ricky.
Me too.
I'd be okay with
thousandaire.
Sure.
But right here,
a few dollars you can lend me.
So just so everyone seems to understand the gravity of who's on the phone right now. This is Mitchell. I get shit done, Stewart, who has a Rolodex. If you guys can Google the word Rolodex, that has a ton of celebrities in it. Because he's worked with everybody. But one guy that I want to bring up now, because it is, of course, we just had a whole conversation about wrestling. Somebody was brought it up, and I think it was me. Had this whole conversation. I want you to please pass on a little message from me to your business partner, the one and only Paul Heyman, who is going into the WWE Hall of Fame, rightfully deserved, on Friday. This man who has done so much for not just wrestling, but if you ever watch the documentary about his life, which, by the way, Mitchell's on, you can watch that documentary, learn all about how he was a photographer. He made his way, a.k.a. the Heyman Hustle. He has done so much in this business where he has literally just said, when somebody said, hey, can you do this? He never said no. He always said yes, whether he knew it or not, knew how to do it or not. He still did it, and he got it done, and he did it better than the guy that came before him. That's why his name goes down in the annals of history, and that's why he's going into the WWE Hall of Fame for being the man who hustled his whole career and created a legacy that is second to none, quite frankly. And that's why he's one of, and Mitchell knows this. Mitchell knows that I revere Paul Heyman. I got to shake the man's hand once when ECW came to Staten Island, and we were at Sports Fest, and I got to stop and shake Paul Heyman's hand. And it was like one of the greatest thrills in my life, because that guy, to me, created a whole genre out of a company. He picked up the ashes of a company that someone else walked away from and built an iconic company that went toe-to-toe with a billionaire. And he did it, and he did it with just his... I mean, the guy's a genius. And Mitchell's not dumb either. See what I mean? Like, when you have these two working for the... and built some of the greatest online commercials and campaigns that you could even think of.
Two geniuses.
The company should have been called Two Geniuses, but it's not. But these two have gone out there and done that. And my congratulations. I believe Billy's in the same round. I think everyone here at the Ham Radio Show wants to give our congratulations to the one and only Paul Heyman, going into the WWE Hall of Fame this Friday after SmackDown. I believe it's on Peacock. You can check it out for yourself live. To me, no one more deserving, especially in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, where ECW originated, formerly Eastern Championship Wrestling, and then became Extreme Championship Wrestling. That man deserves all the accolades he can get. Kudos to Paul Heyman. I'll stop rambling. Mitch, you got to shut me up periodically. Thank you.
I went on with a mission this time.
Yes.
The mission was to listen and let you guys speak and not be that guest that keeps cutting in. So, and I'm exercising decorum.
you did well.
Giving you the respect you deserve. And I will certainly give that message to Paul. And as you know, we have like a rule between us that we don't discuss that, because we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mr. Corleone said to his wife, not implying that you're my bitch, Eddie, of course. You're my uncle, not my bitch. But this is the one time I'll let you discuss my bitch. But he is truly, he's my best friend, other than my wife and kid. Mm-hmm. And aren't I a lucky guy? And as Paul and I say, no accounting for taste. We've had some adventures, and we look forward to having some more, together. And we might have a whole bunch of surprises coming up in the next couple of years, because there's a whole bunch of plans going on, a lot going on, and Paul's now starting to get involved with World Funk Orchestra, which we waited until it was organic in the right moment. We don't rush anything, because we go forward with positivity and confidence.
Well,
the world likes what we're doing, then it all works out in the end.
So look, I'll just say this. If Mr. Heyman wants to show up to the recording session where I'm going, he can. Ricky can sing. We'll sing his praises. I'll play percussion. It'll be a great day had by all. I would like to open that invitation if he wants to come down there. I can't make any magic happen. He's probably busy. Probably busy with all his clients doing stuff, but I will say.
A little bit busy. We have a number of 24/7 jobs, as you guys probably understand.
Yes.
And so you were saying about The Factory, our current single. How is that for a segue, Ken?
Very good segue.
Single, The Factory, is a really deeply personal song. I think one that you guys can relate to. It was autobiographical. I was on my way to having my first career in music, and I had to get a straight job, and it was the worst experience of my life. I ended up, delivering meat. I had a college graduate. I was a college graduate, but I didn't want that career to take away from what I was pursuing, as we all understand. I built sheet metal boxes, worked in a factory, taxi driver, you name it. And it's really written not from the point of view of, the work that I was doing, because I was proud I was working and I gave my best, but like the people above me, the people that were the employers, so to speak, were the people whose 25, 50 pounds worth of meat I was delivering to that never even said thank you, let alone a tip. Those people, I always said, if I ever had that moment when I was able to employ people, I would never be their boss, I'd be their teammate. And that song's all about that spirit. And it features a fantastic vocal from Josh Sampson, who's now on our label. We now have WFO Music, and we're really excited about that. We've signed a couple of artists. Josh Sampson will be the first, and he sings this song in WFO. It's really kind of inspired by Bob Marley and the type of protest songs that he would do, where the lyrics speak the truth, but the melody is still pretty, and the song is still going. And I do some, I don't do rap, being a Jewish person, but I do spoken word in it. So thank you. So you'll hear some me yelling at a boss saying, the boss says, and then at the end I come on and say, hey, boss, look at me. I've made it. Come over and sit at my table with some caviar and champagne. It's my treat, which is the ultimate F you to any bully in the world. Certainly that boss that you can say F you to, but you just did it in a better way.
I say it all the time. The best revenge is success, my friend. The best revenge is success.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody's got to sing everyone's got to check out The Factory wherever they get their music. And certainly on YouTube. Certainly on YouTube as well. We've done a really super cool, like disruptive lyric video with it. And we have a lot of announcements coming up in the future, which I hope to share with you guys, because we're jumping into artists from around the world, both musically, AI, animation. It's really going to be a lot going on in our world. And I'm really thrilled that you guys always give us a platform to come on the show.
Absolutely.
And I really need to have you guys do some OOing and percussion. And are you guys capable of doing a remote show on location? Is that possible?
We could probably tape something, sure.
I think we can pull it
off. We should do that. We should do a whole segment. And maybe that, we'll see, we may have some people that you may know down there that day that you've worked with, Uncle Eddie. So, and maybe some other musicians and what have you. It all depends on the day. But we're going to do this in the next, within the month, I promise.
Well, you can let us in on all the secrets when we're hanging and banging at the studio. Makes it sound like I'm, big time.
Listen, I'm looking forward to hanging.
When we're recording there, Ricky.
I'm looking forward to hanging with Mitch so we can discuss music.
And Ricky, same to you, brother. Looking forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah.
You guys are always amazing. Just really want to give you guys a shout out to every celebrity in the world. If you're looking to have fun and hang out with some people who are going to give you nothing but love.
Well, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Damn radio.
Well,
damn
that,
radio.
And that's the thing, Mitch. My personal belief, I think that what shows do wrong, what I think that most radio shows do wrong, is they're too busy, you know, going over there. I wrote down all these questions that, by the way, the celebrity has heard 9 million times prior. Mm. Let them come in,
right, exactly.
If possible. Let them have a beverage, maybe a snack. You sit down, you make it a hang session, and you just talk. And you know what happens? The celebrity opens up a little bit more. They talk to us. And I know that Mitchell is a fine Jewish boy. Baruch atah Adonai, my friend.
Oh, right?
But
not bad.
Shalom. And this shalom, man right here, but you know what I'm saying? This guy right here, he's opened up. He's letting us go to the station, to the studio, to record. We're going to go ooh, 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 and all that other stuff. We're going to play percussion. Ricky's going to chew his ear off about music. It's what happens when you relax the guy.
And probably sing a little something.
Exactly. And when they enjoy our company and we enjoy their company, it's one hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Yeah. That's what you do. You guys, I appreciate you guys. I have so much gratitude for you guys. And please, everyone, check out, well, Uncle Eddie will do it better than me, but check out The Factory and look forward to the debut on the Ham Radio Show of Such a Beautiful Day, the Caribbean Mix.
Absolutely. We're going to play that a little later. Billy's already giving me the high sign. He has it ready to go whenever we need to. We'll do that in a few. Get that going. Mitchell Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. This man right here is a genius. You can applaud, Ricky. You can applaud. I'll applaud, too. This man is a genius. He's a cultural genius as well because he is a fine Jewish boy, has went out to all the different cultures of the world and created music. That's why the W stands for world in the World Funk Orchestra, because it's music from all over the world, all mixed up. And then put in inside of a factory. See how I did that there? That's the name of the song. Inside the factory.
I love when he's on a rim.
Thank you. Inside the factory, chewed up, spit out, put in the machine, bing, bang, boom. And then they inject it directly into your ears.
That's right.
And your ear holes will never be happier than they're going to be. If you go to worldfunkorchestra.com for further details. If you want to get a whole bunch of information about it, please go to jamming. That's JAMMING at worldfunkorchestra.com for further details on everything that Mitchell Stewart and the rest of the WFO are up to. Mitchell, thank you again for being on the program, sir.
So much love to all of you guys. Look forward to speaking to you and hanging out in the studio soon.
Thank you, brother. Much love, as always.
Take care, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. Mitchell
Bye,
Stewart.
Guys.
Bye.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah, round of applause,
yes.
Mitchell Stewart. Round of applause, that right. man. Is I'm telling you, he has done it all. He's been in the business for so long, he's done it all.